Please welcome some people on this show, Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb.
Okay, GCast 44, I want to say.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. 44, tentatively.
44?
Number 44. Just 6 off from 50, which is going to be super awesome.
Not even in my own podcast has freaking that much.
Really?
I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
Well, this is after 4 years, I want to say, with many, many, many dry spells in between certain episodes. So.
Well, judging that I started mine last year, and I think I'll just probably do it until December, because this idea of interviewing people has been fun, but there's only so many people I can interview because of this being a Call of Duty podcast. It is sad, but I'm getting tired of Call of Duty as a whole. I want to produce something different.
Ah, I see. I guess you would be limiting yourself if you just stuck to one series.
Exactly. I have more ideas in my head than that.
Okay.
Well, a new one will certainly be coming out within the next 2 months anyway, so you'll have new content.
I already talked about esports on the last podcast. I guess I'll have to talk about esports again this month.
You only do it once a month?
Yes.
Okay.
There's only so many news about Call of Duty, so I think on the rhythm of once a month is fine. It also gives me time to set up the interviews.
Alrighty, so I think we should introduce ourselves, even though I don't think... Is there anybody...
Had you been recording all this time?
Yeah, since I started saying...
Oh my gosh! I thought we... Oh gosh.
Yeah, normally when I say, this is GCast, blah blah blah, that's usually when things have started.
Okay, that was a new mistake. My bad.
So now you've just been advertising your own podcast for the last 2 minutes. But don't worry about it.
We'll bleep that whole part out.
I seriously didn't intend this to come on the air. That's it.
Sure. So we have Astro Frost this week, finally, so he won't kick us in the head for not being here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was kind of your fault for not showing up last week, but, you know, details. One of the two Joels on our forum. Which one are you again?
I'm the one who's not from the South.
That doesn't really narrow it down.
I don't know what to tell you then. You have the one who is and the one who isn't. That seems like a pretty good way to divide it up.
Malice is pretty awesome, though. But he couldn't be here tonight because he's watching a movie or something. So we
if
have.
If you say so.
We have. I've forgotten your username. Awkward.
You should really come prepared to the podcast, Andrex.
But that would kind of break tradition. Usually it's. Well, not usually. Always. Except for maybe like once. It's been completely disorganized. Like, there was this one time where we had topics, and they were planned out in order and all that stuff. Then we just never did that again.
Yeah, it didn't seem to work out for us, so I figured not to do it again.
I think that was last podcast, right? Or is it further
this
back?
This was like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah. Originally, we tried setting up topics for people to talk about, but trying to transition between the topics was too forced, I felt, so... We kind of fly by the seat of our pants, and I think it works out kind of well for us so far.
Right.
Well, we'll see where it takes us.
In any case, it would, in my opinion, avoid all these awkward silences.
We can edit those in post, you know. So the person who was advertising his own podcast, Kanaye?
I swear that I didn't know this was on the air. I didn't mean to advertise it.
I don't think you actually said the name recorded. Of it, so I think it should be fine.
I'm Kanae pretty much everywhere else. If you see a Kanae on the internet, it's probably me.
Now, are you Canadian? Because Astral Frost is Canadian.
No, I am not.
Yeah, he sounds real Canadian to me.
First time I heard of that, because for my boys, it's for most people it seems kind of obvious that I'm Latino, but Canadian, that's weird. I never heard a Canadian talk.
I think you're from South America, actually, right?
No, I'm from the Caribbean.
Oh.
Where at?
I'm residing in Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of America, but not super America. Is that it?
I don't think I want to quite go there because my political views are quite strong.
Okay.
Well, there's America and then there's America. That different taste.
I disregard both. I just call Americans call America United States because that's the correct name.
Right, technically.
Right.
Well, anyways, we also have 666 is joining us tonight. If he's still there, are you still there?
Yo.
Okay, he's still there.
Yeah.
We have to poke you every once in a while to make sure you're still here.
So basically, he's just like Stealth Master from the last podcast.
Yeah, they are kind of similar, I guess. That's good. We're glad to have you here, Six. So, first topic, most pressing topic, G4 forums going down for the count tomorrow. 3 p.m. Eastern, I think, Spooey posted?
Yes. Yeah, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I've kind of already spilled my guts about my feelings on this topic, but does anybody else have anything to say? Any eulogies? Any hate speeches? You know?
Off topic. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to say that 31,000 posts, one poster of the month 5 times. Mm-hmm. It'd be an exaggeration, but whatever. We'll go with it. And end of an era, you know,
mm-hmm.
10 years. Well, 9 years, whatever.
Right, you said you were on it for 9 years. That's still crazy, yeah. Though.
Yeah.
I joined in the founding year way back in 2002. Wow. So it's been about 10.5 years. Mm-hmm. I've only been around consistently for like 4 or 5 of them, though, and not mm-hmm. much at all for the last few.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of weird to see them go just because they've been, like, a place on the internet that I've visited pretty regularly since I was, how old was I, like, 13, 14 at the time?
Jeez.
So, it's kind of a strange thing to think about, but it's not something that bugs me too much because most of the people who I knew well there and who I, you know, enjoyed interacting with are long gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not much left to care about at this point.
Yeah, for me personally, it's like, feels like I've moved on, like, years ago, so them dying now, it's kind of like this weird mix of, I'm disappointed it's happening, but I also don't really care all that much, and I'm mad at myself for not caring more, I guess. I don't know, it's weird.
I'm probably the newest G4... the newest guy in G4. I joined in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much I only hang out in the Sony forums back then and off topic. Mm-hmm. And when I ditched Sony, I just staying off topic. And today at least, on the March 17th, off topic has been really, really, really busy. Mostly by threats posted by the regulars, but there's also some people that, you know, since the forums are on a Wild West kind of rule set, there are no rules, so they can basically just go insane on these last few days. They turn off the filter. Mods are pretty much not doing their jobs And it makes
when is that different from any other time?
What was that, sorry?
When was that different from any other time?
Mod's not doing well. Back when we had that crazy New Zealander, Bill Booth. He was locking everything and banning everyone just because he could.
How did he ever
become a mod? He was like when he was just a poster, everyone liked him because he was kind of funny and quirky because he was a guy who spoke English that didn't make any sense to anyone. but then he became a mod, and it was like overnight he just got drunk with power and everyone hated him.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time I registered, he was kind of like the most feared mod, which is kind of weird because I always felt Mleg and Akaloki were meaner, I kind of want to say. Maybe
well,
not
Loki
meaner
always
is not
had
the...
like a kind of a barbed tongue, but he was fair.
Right. He didn't come into a thread and just say, I'm locking this thread just because, like Bill Booth.
Right, yeah. And Mleg is just a funny guy. Like, I don't think he ever disciplined anyone.
I just want to say something on that topic. For the people that don't know, Loki has passed away. He passed away, when was it? Last week.
A few days ago, yeah.
Yes. I don't remember the exact date. Real name John McClenny. He passed away. I don't know the cause, but he was pretty much he was pretty weak. He was in a nursing home, and then when one of the mods, I think it was that broke the news that Loki has passed away, and pretty much everyone respected him. So I feel upset at myself for me personally. I never said the proper goodbye on the thread that he posted that, you know, guys, I'm just going to stay away for a little bit. I can't be as active as before. I really didn't know what to say, so I just stayed out of the whole topic. So when I read that he passed away, I was... I don't know if I should say infuriated at myself, but I wish that I could just turn back time and just say something to him while he was still alive. And even now, I don't even know what to write on his guest book, because the funeral home had a page for him, and pretty much everyone from OT wrote on there words of comfort, and I see this thing. I don't want to sound cliched, so I just stay out of it. But the most I can say is just rest in peace. Like he's in a better place now. He's not suffering.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to post something as well, but I didn't know him that well, and I've been on the forums for the past few years, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
He was a regular enough topic, so maybe I saw a different side of him than what you guys saw. I don't know.
I joined in 2005 because of Death Bliss.
Death Bliss?
He was a user on there who's... one of his posts showed up on the show... And on X-Play, yeah.
Yeah, they used to do a lot more shout-outs to the forums back then. Actually, in the early days, the most prominent members of the community were sometimes actually on the shows as well.
There used to be
a lot more direct interaction between the shows or the network and the forums. That sort of went away following the merger back in 2004.
In the announcement for the forums closing, I read that G4 started as a forum and then became a TV network. I didn't know that part.
I think the forums opened shortly before, but it was right around the same time.
Because I thought that would have been cool if an online forum could make the jump to full-fledged TV network. That'd be pretty cool. But it seems like they were already working on the TV network aspect when they launched the forum.
G-Forum TV.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it? Spooey show would be 5 hours long.
Spooey Vision.
And it would take like 10 years of 24/7 programming just to get through his collection of videotapes of random 90s and 80s shit.
And commercials and G4 shows and what and movies. Yeah. We'd have to have a dedicated Spooey channel. It wouldn't even be a show on the channel. It'd be its own channel.
Tired of all the fun and entertainment in your gaming television? Then we've got the hardcore program that strips the fun off of the games and focuses on what's really important. Adam Sessler's opinion. This is Meet the Sess. The fun stops here. It's insightful.
My has more life than the PSP battery. Nintendo is a Japanese company. Funny how a company named Rare hasn't put out a good game in 5 years.
It's unbiased.
I f***ing hate all of these games.
He's not afraid of asking the tough questions.
So you like Xena Saga?
Yes.
What the f*** is your problem?
He doesn't pull punches. He doesn't hold back.
We're gonna raise money to fund an army and hunt down those steely-eyed insurgents that are green-lighting the Mega Man games.
You want to know how to fix Social Security? You send robot jackals from the future to consume the geriatrics of the present.
Trust us, he doesn't play happy grab-ass with his guests.
Just because Grand Theft Auto San Andreas sold 6 million copies in no way proves that gaming has gone mainstream.
You know, if I ever said something that stupid, I would shave my ass and shoot myself.
The critics are unanimous.
It's like the groundless sophomoric conjecture and proclamations presented by delusional posters on gaming message boards have come to life.
Thank God no one's going to watch this crap, because this guy's an asshole.
Adam Sessler.
Do you like RPGs now?
He's heard you call him gay, retarded, uneducated, infantile, humorless, bald, and illiberal.
Did I hurt your feelings?
But he's never heard you say, shut up. Meet the Sess.
If I cared about your opinion, you'd have a television show.
The fun stops here.
That's right, you ball sniffers. Meet.
So, I think that's it for G4. I mean, not much to say, kind of going out with a whimper more than a bang, you know.
Yep, the heyday was about 4 or 5 years ago, not so much now. It's been, compared to the way it was it's pretty dead and has been for a while. What really killed it was like several failed software transitions in a short period of time. And then the addition of almost like a dozen completely unnecessary subforums that divided up traffic, and that just took the whole thing down. And instead of people being smart and just laughing at the new subforums and ignoring them, people actually went and posted in them, which never made any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hated splitting everything into subforums. It was probably the dumbest idea, I think.
But then one of those forum changes actually made an inside joke for the Zimbabwe guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys were around by Zimbabwe. The guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zimbabwe guy. Even in 2010, 2011, which is the years I've been more active in the forums, that still was referenced. And I was all, what is Zimbabwe? What is this meme running around the forums? And
right.
And that's when someone finally explained to me. And I don't know. I only used the Zimbabwe emoticon when there was an awkward situation. Just thinking of it, it brings a laugh.
We should add that to G Forum. I'm gonna add that tonight.
Zimbabwe. Unlike most other people, I have actually been to Zimbabwe.
Does everybody look like that there, with the hair and the glasses?
Oh yeah, they were all Asian. Yep. The only black guy is the president, Robert Mugabe. Everyone else is Asian.
Yeah, Joel's a millionaire in Zimbabwe dollars.
Dude, I've got like 500 billion Zimbabwe dollars, and if that was enough to buy like a piece of bread, that'd be great.
Yeah, inflation's terrible over there, I hear.
They don't even really... They have their own money, but it's kind of a joke. They just use American currency.
I guess that makes tourism easier.
Well, nobody wants to go be a tourist in Zimbabwe. They don't like white people over there.
And you found that out for us firsthand, I suppose.
Oh, I already knew when we were going over there.
Why did you go over there?
It was part of when I was living in South Africa. I just ended up in Zimbabwe for about a week doing some work and then came back.
Wow. You've been all over the place.
Yeah.
So well traveled.
Three continents and four different oceans. So yeah.
Jeez. Someday I will also travel someplace. Not anytime soon, probably. Although I am going to California, but that's not really the same thing, I suppose.
Well, it's basically North Mexico these days, so it'll be different from the East Coast.
Right. I mean, I have been there once before. It was my first and only time flying so far. It was 2 years ago for a job interview, but this time it's for Google's conference. Hoping to get some free swag and whatnot.
Like I've been saying, I feel like I should be entitled to my affirmative action benefits because I'm a minority now in the county that I live in.
So you live in Cali then?
Yeah, I do.
We should have a meetup. I know, well, Cali's a big state, I suppose. Are you anywhere near?
It takes like 10 hours to drive from the top to the bottom, maybe
right.
More.
Not like Connecticut or Massachusetts, where I currently am.
Yeah, no, it's basically the size of a fairly big country.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it like the same size as Texas or something?
Texas and Alaska are both bigger, but both have less people.
So you're more crowded then. You're like the Japan of America.
Yeah, actually California has more people than Canada.
The entire of Canada?
Yep.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Astral?
More room for me.
You guys gotta have space for all your bags of milk and
maple syrup.
And mousses and whatnot. Sorry.
And Canadian bacon farms.
They farm those? I guess that makes sense.
Wait, you farm bacon?
That is the joke.
And you just go out and you look at the fields and there's rows of bacon planted in the ground.
Trust me, I still don't get this. I don't get people's, or rather the internet's obsession over bacon. It was part of a microtransaction in Call of Duty recently, and it was so popular that it begged the question, "What? Why is bacon so popular? It's just a piece of pigskin, fried pigskin.
Very tasty.
Yes, indeed.
And greasy.
The good kind is yes. Let me see. I'm trying to find it. Aha! Spooey's not here, so he can't complain about me posting.
Well, if Spooey were here, he'd just never stop talking.
That's what we love about him, though. He does pause for breath sometimes, which is nice.
I just realized Spooey actually already has his own show. It's this one. Anytime he's on, it's his show.
He has that like radio personality kind of voice. You know, it's kind of like. He can't help but, like, control the conversation almost. Maybe. I don't know.
So basically, the G-Cast should be renamed the Spooey-Cast.
Spooey did record his own podcast a while ago. And...
Oh.
He asked me to listen to it. I told him to keep doing it if he wanted to, but I don't think he ever got past, like, two episodes. I don't think he ever posted them on the forum either. I should see if I can find those. I think he called it Spooey's Triforce of Wisdom. Which is probably one of the nerdier titles you could have chosen for a podcast.
That somehow does not shock me.
Okay. Now we're letting Spooey take over the podcast and he's not even here. Anyways, we love you, Spooey. Well, some of us, anyway.
Adam Morgan, are you there? Do you like my game? Do you even care? Adam Morgan, are you my friend? I'll stay with you until the bitter end.
2 out of 5, what the f-
Morgan, look what they're saying about us on the message boards.
They have message boards?
Adam is from Mars, Morgan is from Venus.
I love to route you messages with my tiny penis.
I have a spirit pal, you could put him on your show. Is it love or hate I have for you? I'll have to let you know. On the X-Play board.
You better like my game.
On the X-Play. On the X-Play board, don't even take me near it. I'm my favorite character, you couldn't understand.
Solid Snake's a roadmap on my way to be a man.
RPGs and hockey games, volleyball and cricket.
If Webin says don't get it, then
make him suck it.
On the X-Play board,
why won't you freaking listen?
The X-Play board, to my badly spelled dissing on the
you don't have any feelings.
On the X-Play board, for my brilliant whine and squealing.
X-Play? We're like X-Duty.
Ah, the show's like so stupid.
Why do you rate games with only fives? Tens would be way better, because it's like twice as bigger.
You better stop hating on Full Metal Alchemist.
Man, you guys don't even know games. I should totally be the host, you morons. P.S. Morgan Webb is pretty.
On the X-Play board, Morgan's not a gamer.
On the X-Play board.
A lamer.
On the X-Play board.
I don't want to hear it.
On the X-Play board.
Don't even take me near it.
Love you. I hate you. I 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 love you. I hate you.
On the X-Play board.
Like crusty toe jam.
Did you guys play Halo 2 on Xbox Live? Yo, man, what's your game tag?
The only thing thinner than Adam's hair is his wit.
Not that bad.
Does Morgan really play games?
Yes, I'm a gamer already.
Inuyasha is so deep and intricate, you don't even know.
You guys hella rock, for reals. You're the best show on TV.
What do you mean it's the best show on television? Oh. Thank you.
I love Adam and Morgan.
That's it. Cut the rap.
Saints Row 4 was announced. Apparently a lot of people made a big deal out of this. And it looks frickin' insane.
Oh, wow, someone's dying in the background.
Should I mute them while they breathe their last?
I'm good.
I have not watched the trailer, so you're basically all speaking Chinese to me right now.
You should watch the trailer. You should play the games. It's good times.
I've played Saints Row 3. It was good fun while it lasted. But I'm not known to go batshit crazy on these type of games. I just don't. I'm not that type of gamer, I guess.
I know.
I haven't played the games at all. I wouldn't mind trying them, though.
I think the first video I saw of Saints Row 3 was the players, like, beating the snot out of everybody with giant dildos, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if this is the game for me. But I'm sure, I mean, it looks fun. It looks balls to the wall insane.
Right. It basically ditches the sort of more dramatic and I guess you could say sort of realistic style of GTA for just unapologetically ridiculous stuff. And that's kind of what I like about it. I find GTA sort of boring,
mm-hmm.
Whereas in Saints Row, it's just, you know, what's something absurd that you could do right now? Oh, that's already in the game, because it should be. And that's kind of how the game is, and that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get why people prefer it over GTA. Are you super excited for 4, or I heard it started as like an expansion, so I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, you can tell from the trailer that there's a lot of the same tech there, so it's definitely not like a reinvention or of any sort. But I'm still looking forward to it. 3 was good. I have not played 2, but at some point I'll go back and do that. Yeah. The series at first didn't interest me much because I downloaded the demo for the first one back when it came out, and you know, it was okay, but I didn't really think much of it. But then after a whole hell of a lot of advertising essentially from Astral, I got the third one when it was on sale for super cheap, mm-hmm. and it was a really good game.
Is that the was the sale the THQ sinking ship
yeah
sale?
The bundle thing.
Yeah, I was a little confused at first, because I was like, didn't THQ die? Oh, I guess they found another publisher then. Or are they self-publishing? I don't remember.
THQ is dead, but their studios got bought up.
Ah, right. They had that big auction a while ago.
Yeah, and then Volition, the studio that makes Saints Row, is owned by somebody else now.
Mm. Who got Volition? No, nobody knows?
Deep Silver.
Deep Silver?
Yeah. They own.
I haven't heard those guys.
Yeah. They're kind of, you know, Risen, Sacred, kind of lower. Oh, their biggest franchise is, what's that one with the zombie island or
what? Dead Island?
Dead Island, right. They own.
Yeah,
that.
And actually, it looks like Deep Silver is part of a larger media group.
Mm-hmm.
So that would explain why they have money to throw
Cog
around.
Cog Media, over. It's a, and that's KOCH, Cog.
Yeah. Oh,
Media.
Coke, I think.
Coke. Oh, that's how you pronounce.
No, I think
don't know.
It's Coke.
Someone should shoot that person for having such a stupid name.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing here is that they co-publish Catherine. Catherine is one of my favorite platformers. I don't know if you guys play that.
Steph really loves that game. It's in fact she. Wanted to enter a Catherine tournament last time at PAX. I don't think she ever got around to it, though.
Mm.
Isn't the gameplay of the game like Q-Bert or something?
It's basically you rearrange boxes in order to climb to the top, but the puzzles are laid out in such a clever way that it actually gets you to think, like, okay, so I can only move... I can only... push, pull, or move left or right. I can only do that. So when you start hitting yourself with the challenges that system puts, you stop and think. Okay, so how do I solve this? And you're always fighting against the timer. It's not like you can stand there for 10 minutes thinking what you're gonna do because you have to be thinking as you go. It's a really fun game, at least I thought. And I also it's surprisingly I don't know how you guys see this, but I see that it tackled the whole cheating thing in quite an adult way. Even though it is a game that despises anime-ish, but I think it was a really smart, really adult way of looking at that topic. Not many games can say that they do that.
You know what they also own? Metro.
Wasn't that canceled?
Nope.
Oh.
Apparently it's not.
Metro and then Metro Last Light, which is the new one.
Hmm.
That was THQ.
Formerly Metro 2034.
Yeah.
It supposedly releases on May.
I have 2033, but I've never finished it.
Yeah, the years confused me on that.
The developer was, you know, there was a whole stir over the fact that he was saying, oh, we could never get our game on the Wii U because of the memory and all that. And that kind of was a big deal a little while back.
Mm.
And then Shadow Fox is on, ranting and raving on G4 about how it's a conspiracy and, you know, everyone's trying to keep Nintendo down, Digital Foundry's evil. Anyway.
We're not going to say who wrote this because we got to stop encouraging this stuff, but we really did receive this. We are not making this up. Ready? Adam, your shirt are so ugly, my penis falls off and run out the door. You know, I'm aware of this. You know why? Because your penis showed up at my place. And you know what? You buy me a shirt and I'll give it back to you.
So what do you think about this, Morgan?
I think you should keep it. You're getting good use out of it.
Okay.
I actually don't agree.
I'm just going to start licking butter again.
Yeah, lick it up. I like your shirts. I don't like the red one with the white stripes. It makes you look like a candy cane.
I like candy canes. You know, I worked out at SF General.
Who are we talking about?
Basically about just another one of the many, many developers and publishers who are like, we're not going to develop that shit for the Wii. We don't want to downgrade everything and have to essentially redo it all.
No, I mean the user. Is this the... Who's the user that Goten said wanted to go into Sega's headquarters with a gun or something?
No, that's someone else. Shadow Fox is a... I would say a self-proclaimed tech aficionado. And in his own world, he knows more than everyone about everything.
Is that guy the real Shadow Fox G4?
Yeah, he's a very puffed up, self-important kind of guy. Anyway, you know, the guy you're talking about who was talking about going to Sega HQ, that was Eternal Nothingness, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was the guy who would post incredibly bizarre threads about Sonic.
Oh,
and
man.
Like just random things that he had thought up regarding the franchise, and he would try and start discussion, and every thread was full of just posts that are, you know, every variation you can think of, you're fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, he eventually went away, I think.
Yeah, him and Eric Gamer were kind of like the weirdos of the X-Play forum for
a while. Eric, I think, had like a debilitating case of autism or something. He just didn't get people. Like, you couldn't interact with him.
I didn't think he was that bad. I just thought he was like, he went from like straight to gay to bisexual in like the span of like 2 weeks. So it was just, I don't know if he was doing that for attention or not. You know, you can never really tell on the internet.
Well, I don't know which cards to use. Yu-Gi-Oh's way harder than Pokemon. I could really use some help.
Dogs out here. Dogs out here. Dogs out here. Oh no, they throw it up.
You got a problem?
Yeah!
Yo, man, check it. Use a dust tornado to counter his ladder of intervention.
Then you set the trap right here, son! Oh, thanks, Yu-Gi-Oh gang!
You mother...
I love how Yu-Gi-Oh! Brings people together.
Pop quiz, what do you do with the blue eyes white dragon, bitch?
What was that? Like main face? What?
Can't
what
you read?
What?
It's right in your face! What's with the glasses?
I mean, what can a water deck do against an ancient gear deck without a Yumi?
I just don't understand this.
Dogs out here. Dogs out here. Dogs out here.
Listen to the Yu-Gi-Oh! You need to stack some torrential tributes. Adjust your jet to random gravity bind.
Okay, whatever you say.
Don't keep rolling your eyes at me.
Would you mind leaving my VO booth now?
Hell yeah, I would.
Whoa! Yu-Gi-Oh! GX Duel Academy gets 2. This is Yu-Gi-Oh! Town, mother... out of 5. Aw, snap, my Yu-Gi.
Why you gotta be like that, Sessler?
Why don't you be all stereotypalist, yo?
Retroletto, Sessler!
Calm down, Yu-Gi-Oh! Calm
down! Hey, you guys remember that furry guy? What was his name? He was, like, mentally ill.
Are you talking
Pouncy.
Pouncy. Topic guy. Yep. Man, he used to be an angry dude.
Mm-hmm. And then he got back really nice.
Back when he first started, he was like a super angry, like disenfranchised, furry atheist person.
Who was this?
Who hated the world and just would argue nonstop all the time with everyone about everything. And then I guess he got into therapy and they put him on his meds, and he went from being belligerently insane to politely insane, which was an improvement.
Who is this?
Pouncey. He went by other names too, but I can't remember them.
Yeah, I don't remember that person.
Pouncey disappeared from at least off topic in 2011, I think. That it was the last year I saw him.
I do remember Neosis, who everybody loved to hate. But he was he was a character, I guess.
March 4th, Bushnell High. Detention. 5 students enter with absolutely nothing in common, but by sunset, they will be changed forever.
I want to congratulate you for being on time.
Excuse me? I think there's been a mistake. I mean, I know this is a retro parody show, but I don't think I belong here.
We're gonna try something a little different. Since you all like playing video games so much, today, you're gonna write a review.
Is this a test?
You will not speak, move, or sleep. That way, maybe you can find out something about yourself.
Excuse me, sir. I write reviews all the time, and I haven't managed to learn much.
Sit down, Sessler.
Thank you, sir.
My office? Right across that hall. Any monkey business is ill-advised. Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Does Gunpei Yokoi know that you raid his wardrobe?
Yeah, when you stick around in one place for such a long time, you see a lot of weirdos come through.
Mm-hmm. Especially a place, I mean, G4 is kind of unique in the amount of weirdos it did attract. In my experience, you know, I've been to a lot of different forums online, and I think it's because it had a high visibility because of the channel and because of the programming, maybe. It just, like, it was like a flame to all these weirdo moths, almost.
It was the man jaw. That's what did it. All the transsexual lovers.
I remember when people would get banned for that, for saying that.
It's kind of sad.
I think so. A couple times I saw people getting banned for that. But this is kind of when Adam would show up to post like once every year. So I guess maybe the mods were trying to.
Yeah, it used to be all the hosts would post.
Yeah, that was long gone by the time I showed up. It was just
The Judgment Day forums were full of the posts and the staff, all the time. And one of the hosts, Tommy Tallarico, he was so easy to bait. It was hilarious. He would get in flame wars all day with people on the boards.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Mally's knows all about that.
He does?
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did he mod or something?
No, he and Tommy had a huge, like, e-war.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember this now.
What was it about?
Oh, I don't remember. It was some.
It was just a bunch of ego stuff.
Yeah. Tommy Knockers and Tommy Gunn.
He had his own little entourage of, like, FUBAR and Mullet Man and, yeah.
And FUBAR ended up on the show. He's on Reviews on the Run now. It's hilarious.
Wait. There has to be an explanation.
What's to explain? We want his brain.
Brains! Look at him. He's resting in his bedroom.
You mean the X-Play holding cell?
I mean his bedroom. Adam 5, did you kill Paul?
Yes.
That sounds troublesome.
But why did you kill him?
If humans love and love causes pain, all humans must be destroyed.
His logic's undeniable.
All right, here's how we're going to get the robot's brain. Morgan and I are going to hold him down. Morgan, it's very important that you have your foot at his throat.
Got it.
Then Leffler's going to come with the tongs.
What I'm thinking here, I want to make this comment on the channel's programming before we move on. Mm-hmm. I think that the whole concept of a gaming-only network wasn't really profitable from the get-go. I, for one, am surprised that G4 lasted as long as it did, because I would have betted that when YouTube was being introduced for gaming, that channels like G4 would lose relevance, but it actually held on for a little bit, kept the advertisers happy, I guess.
Now,
because
I think they
shifted away from gaming content and started playing reruns of Cops, Cheaters, and Ninja Warrior all day.
Yeah,
And those are basically cam programs, but I think someone just kind of like realized that producing these kind of things actually costs money, and the network wasn't getting enough of that.
I think I have to disagree, because as Joel said, when the network started moving away from gaming content is when it got dropped by DirecTV, fan backlash, and now it's closing up shop completely. I think you're right that some of the programming wouldn't have lasted today, like Arena. I don't think that would have done well today.
Actually, Arena might have had a shot, because that sort of competitive gaming scene has gotten more popular as time has gone on.
Right, but I think it would have worked better as, like, not like an isolated show like the format currently was. Like, maybe, like, reporting from all the different esports, I don't know what you call them, competitions, but not having, like, a game show, which is kind of what it was.
If a show like that would have been around, it would have gotten so much content from the Winter Championship, MLG. It was League of Legends, Call of Duty, and I think it was StarCraft 2 also.
Yeah. I was watching the StarCraft 2 tournament.
Right.
I wasn't paying much of any attention to the others. Mm-hmm.
Well, normally, since I follow, since I run a Call of Duty podcast and I run a Call of Duty blog, so I had to at least stay up to date on the news of the Winter Championship on Call of Duty. I did read that Federico won the MLG Dallas. They're going to be playing against whoever wins in the European side, I think in Hollywood next month.
Okay. Yeah, I went to the MLG at Anaheim last year, but they didn't have any Call of Duty there. That was StarCraft, League of Legends, and then a bunch of different fighting games.
But yeah, other shows like what do you guys think about Cinematech? Like, that was basically just like a bunch of...
That was like CGI trailers, right?
Right. It was just a bunch of game trailers.
Yeah, there were some weird ones, like Cinematech and Portal. Portal was a weird one.
Portal was a really weird one. It was like a sitcom almost, if I remember.
Yeah,
right.
It was like a... They would like go to some MMO and then have... I didn't even really understand it that well. It just... Every time I would tune into it, it was just strange. It was kind of like a machinima.
Mhm. Yeah, it's kind of like.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
I remember Prestigious Key telling me that there was a show on G4 called Machinima, actually, which the producer from that program actually built a network or. Or maybe making stuff up. I don't know. But he did tell me that at least that show was his inspiration to start getting onto on YouTube.
Hmm.
I don't know if As for Cinematheque, that was one of the first shows I've watched on G4. Besides X-Play, Cinematheque would be an episode, or a show rather, that I would watch every, I think it was Saturday at 10 o'clock in the night. I would always watch that.
I just don't know how well it would do today, since if somebody wants to see a trailer for something, they're going to go find that trailer on YouTube instead of, you know, waiting for.
Yeah, a lot of
minutes.
The programming that they had never would really work as a TV show in this day and age.
I do think that
not with how far along the internet has come and things like streaming and all that.
They'd have to produce something that you couldn't really get on the internet, or like some guy in his basement couldn't make. Like, I think they could have brought back Icons, and that could have been very successful, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Icons could have made for a good show.
Right. It was a good show.
Really.
I didn't watch it as often as I probably should have, because there were people that they covered that I actually, you know, was kind of interested in learning about. Mm. But yeah, it was a show, and that's a show that you could do... You know, year after year. I mean, if you just, you know, run a season a year, there's so many people that have contributed to the industry that you could, you know, go into depth about.
Right.
Yeah, but then again, the goals of the profitability of the network has to be brought back to light, because gaming content on television is still relevant. It still can be done, but in this day and age, as a network, sorry. Yeah, it just has no chance of actually getting some money out of that.
I don't know. I think Game Trailer's partnership with Spike is going okay, so I'm sure the audience is there. And stuff like Game Trailer's retrospective series, I don't know if you guys have ever watched one of those, but they're really well done, and I think G4 could have done that before Game Trailers did. But they were obviously doing different things.
By the way, it's true that in a way, like, I understand why you'd say, yeah, it's amazing that they've lasted this long. They switched from a gaming channel a long time ago. There's only like a couple of game shows now. It's all Cheaters and Cops. When it turns into Esquire, it's actually going to go up a class. Like, right now, it's like,
it's going to go from Redneck to Supermarket Magazine Leader.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, they're going from Trailer Trash to Housewives and teenage boys. Like,
it had an identity crisis when it started deviating from what it was, if anything to keep the advertisers happy. And I think the whole DirecTV drop was that people weren't buying packages with G4 in it. So, and since cable companies had to buy the rights to make it to retransmit, the DirecTV came to the conclusion that, hey, G4 isn't worth it. Mm.
Yeah, that was
now you're talking about the reason why the future of a lot of content is not in television, and why television as we know it is likely going to change significantly over the next 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it will. And it will.
Definitely.
But we could spend hours just talking about that. Mm. I can tell.
About how the internet's going to rule the world soon.
Not soon.
Pretty much.
it already is, kind of, but...
Yeah, no, soon enough, I mean, other forms of broadcast media will cease to be relevant, and everything will just be on the internet. I mean, radio, well, newspaper, that's done, pretty much. Magazines, radio, all that stuff is going to just be put on the internet, and you're not going to see them on shelves anymore.
Mm-hmm. And Spooey probably won't like that either.
No, because then he won't be able to collect things, and
he'll have to
his hoarder tendencies will.
he'll collect hard drives, and stack them in a closet.
And when they get moldy.
And you know they have a narrow enough profile that you could fit them inside like a VHS sleeve, like, you know, the plastic ones you can buy for the tapes you record on, and then you just write on the side what's on the hard drive.
Right.
With a Sharpie.
VHS.
And the sad thing is, I could be saying this, and then kids that are like 12 years old will have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, VHS. What's that?
1991 forever.
There will be a time when kids won't know what a VHS rewinder was. There was actually such a device.
Oh yeah, because you couldn't rewind on some of the older VHS players. You had to take it out and put it in the machine.
I remember those.
In the machine, yeah.
I hated those.
Yeah, I remember playing with that for lols. I tended to fast forward a tape just to hear the boom. I don't know about that sound.
That's like when the tape starts flying out of the slot, getting all over the floor.
I was actually afraid of rewinding and fast forwarding because it would sometimes mess up and get the tape all messed up.
Yep, and then of course you know how when DVDs came out, you had scene selection. The kids these days don't know how about the fast forward rewind game that you had to play back then.
And you had to make sure that you didn't rewind it to the very beginning, because then you'd have like a bunch of previews and whatnot in the beginning. You'd have to like stop it every now and then just to make sure you got to the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, once it said like 20th Century Fox, then you're like, okay, we'll stop it here.
Yeah.
No, but no, kids from the future won't even know that on DVDs and on Blu-rays you couldn't skip the trailers. I mean, some would argue that we're the digital generation. We were used with TwinAfter, Kazaa, and the various torrent sites. But yeah, I actually used Kazaa back in the beginning.
Well, I used it for a while.
I remember.
Let's see.
In high school,
I used it for a while.
Everybody was using LimeWire.
Yep, Kazaa and LimeWire. I never used Napster, though. That was one I never downloaded.
I never used Napster. I used Kazaa when I was dial-up back in 2000.
I had dial-up until 2005.
I remember...
I had dial-up until, like... I'm not lying. I had dial-up until 2008, I think it was.
Wow. Jeez.
When I moved to Africa, I went back to dial-up. I mean, it was a DSL line, but it was basically dial-up speeds. It was like a 128K or something like that.
I had it until 2007.
I remember, and if someone in the house picked up the phone, because this was back when landlines were a thing, too. Mm-hmm. Someone in the house picked up the phone for too long, that was it. Your internet connection was done. And then you had to yell at them and reconnect and hear the modem inside your computer make all those funny little beeping static sounds.
Even too long if they picked it up. Well, if they picked it up, didn't they get like a dial tone because you were dialed in and you couldn't receive any phone calls while you
If you picked it up, online. It would make funny sounds, and then after just a few seconds, the internet connection would die.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was back when I had a computer that didn't actually have a tower. It was like a horizontal case.
Oh yeah.
And it was completely it was one of the first computers that had Windows 95 that like hit the mass market, and that was the first computer we ever got, and this was in like the end of 94.
I got into computers in Windows 98. The most I knew about, because my parents were very adamant of me learning how to use computers because that was going to be the future. And it is now, but I think it was a bad decision because I understand technology so well that I'm always having to do tech support for my parents.
Well, yeah, that's the burden us techie people bear.
Ironically,
you go to the store, someone asks, "Does this computer come with internet?"
Yeah. Computer doesn't come with internet.
What was that, Six?
Ironically, I was first introduced to computers by my grandfather.
That's like, I was introduced to the Super Nintendo by my grandfather. He had one, and he had one of those like giant Control Advantage controllers with like the joystick and like the giant buttons. That's just how he played it.
The Atari?
No, it was a controller for the Super Nintendo. It's like Advantage or something. But it was very like an Atari controller, just wider.
I'm thinking here that it kind of could look like a fighting stick. I don't know. I haven't seen the controller myself. I started in Super Nintendo. I started in the NES. All these games. Since I was on my parents' back pocket, I couldn't afford many games. The most I played was Kirby's Adventure. I think that was the only Nintendo game that I played, and I replayed and replayed and replayed.
It was Mario and Mario 3 for me. I had other games, though, like Bionic Commando.
I think I managed to play a little bit of Duck Hunt, too. I wanted to be, and even as a kid, and even as an adult, I still want to shoot that asshole dog.
Everybody wanted to. I think
too soon, man. Too soon.
Oh, jeez.
We also had a power. We had a power pad and played World Class Trackmate.
I remember the angry video game nerd episode on that. It was awesome.
My intro to games was actually on that computer that we got. My mom bought like a disc. I think it was even a floppy disc that it had like a collection of old arcade games that you could play on your computer. It had like Pac-Man and Dig Dug and Galaga and Pole Position and some of those older games.
My first computer games were also on floppies. They were Commander Keen, which is awesome. Like one of the first two Duke Nukem games. I think it might have been the first one. That was awesome, but not for the reason Duke 3D is awesome. Different reasons. And Mario is Missing, which is a Nintendo game for PC. Back in those weird days where Nintendo was just kind of trying everything out.
But
it wasn't a good game.
I started on NES, then I went to Apple II, Super Nintendo, PlayStation, N64. N64 was after PlayStation.
We should have a thread on this, really.
Yeah, we should. Where did it all begin? Oh, Spooey will have like a 5-page-long post.
Actually, didn't we have a thread on this recently? We posted the first games we got for the systems we had.
I probably missed that thread.
I should bump it.
Yeah, you should. Let me see if I remember the order. NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64... PlayStation, Xbox, I think I later got a... No, the PS2 wasn't mine. I never got PS2 until I traded it with my cousin. And then I discovered Kingdom Hearts, which is still, to date, one of my favorite games. Let's see.
Kingdom Hearts.
PS3... No. Before the PS3, Nintendo DS, PS3, 360. As for the handhelds, I owned Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Virtual Boy, and the DS. That's pretty much it.
All right. I need to ask you a question. Are you looking forward to Chicken Hearts 3? Sounds like it's going to be pretty awesome.
I don't even know what to expect anymore. I just want a Kingdom Hearts 3. Is that too much to ask, Square Enix?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
You know, we've been asking them to remake Final Fantasy VII for like 9 years, and they won't do it.
They'll do it, and it'll be for cell phones, and everybody will throw a fit.
You know what?
They'll just directly port it for iOS, and everyone will just burn down their headquarters.
Yeah.
You know what they said about that? The Square Enix. They said, "Well, we can't make Final Fantasy VII because." Final Fantasy hasn't been that good in so long that that we can't, you know, we don't want to curse Final Fantasy VII with our incompetence.
Yeah, sell it.
Which is interesting, because why would you say that about your own company?
Well, they know they screwed up. They know nobody liked, well, very few people liked Final Fantasy XIII. They know that Final Fantasy XIV was a complete disaster. They know Versus 13 is basically vaporware, so even they know they screwed this gen up kind of bad.
Versus 13 is coming out
eventually.
The Japanese people are more humble about their failures. I guess.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe Final Fantasy 15 might fix things, maybe.
Final Fantasy 13-4, maybe.
Well, people did like 10 and 12.
Yeah.
I haven't finished 12. Was it any good?
I never played it. I played 12. 10. 10 is the last one that I played through.
I played like 2 weeks worth of that game, and then I was asked to return it. I never bought it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I played enough to get a feel of what the game of. Okay, is this game? Does this game suck or is this game awesome? I don't think I played enough of that, and I think I managed to play. I think in 2007. Let me check when Final Fantasy XII was released. Because I remember right now.
2006.
At some point, I'll get 13. I do have a PS3 now. I have one game for it.
2006 in Japan, 2007 in North America.
Is it House of the Dead Overkill? Extended Cut?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's definitely Resident Evil 5, because you know how fucking much I love Resident Evil.
Then why would you like Resident Evil 5? But dumps.
No, it's MGS4. That's the one game I have.
Ah, I see.
Awesome game.
So awesome game. So I've been.
The
only reason I still have the thing is because The Last of Us is coming out, and that's a game that I will play.
So maybe you can clear something up for me, or other people can clear something up for me. I've been confused a bit on the Metal Gear situation for the future. There's Revengeance, which I know is the Platinum 8 spinoff starring Raiden. There's Ground Zeroes, which I don't know what... It's starring Old Snake from MGS4, but it's not Metal Gear Solid 5. And then there's The Phantom Pain, which is...
Well, Old Snake is Solid Snake, who is old.
Metal Gear Solid 5, but it's not really Metal Gear Solid 5, so I'm just trying to figure out which game is...
So here's the thing. In MGS3, the character you play as is codenamed Snake, but is actually Big Boss.
Right.
And from the look of the time period, that's the same character you'll be playing in Ground Zeroes. Which means MGS5 could also be in development right now because they don't have a character locked up for that.
Okay, do you know why I boycotted MGS? Because Kojima is a troll.
Kojima is a troll.
That's why you buy the games.
He was confirmed for one of the best in the world when he made MGS2, because that plot was indecipherable.
It wasn't my fault. Kojima said that he intended the story to be kind of like a cyberpunk kind of storyline. Even after how many games that I played that game, I still don't understand it. Or I try to understand it. It's because that it just doesn't seem canon for some reason. Like I'm playing for like 7-8 hours of that game to only tell me, LOL, this is a simulation of Shadow Moses, and kind of like, this is nothing like Shadow Moses. Nothing.
I am familiar with the lore and the mythology, but yeah, it's kind of like...
See, the thing is, you can be familiar with the lore and mythology and still know absolutely nothing because it's so fucking convoluted.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, like the Evangelion of
MGS
games.
2, MGS, MGS 2. I know the plot of 3, and I've played 4 twice, and I don't understand what the fuck is going on. It's fun, but I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
The plots of 3 and 4 are a bit more clearer, but we pretty much are all in agreement that MGS2 was a clusterfuck.
Yeah, there's 2 no was fun. Thing. The first MGS was still the best, though.
Yeah.
MGS1 for PlayStation, definitely the best of the bunch.
You don't mean Twin Snakes?
Twins that came out on that ridiculous purple box, didn't it?
Hey!
You really are a dyed-in-the-wool Nintendo hater.
Well, the GameCube version of Metal Gear Solid wasn't even
fine.
It was developed by Silicon Knights with supervision of Kojima, of Kojima Entertainment. It made it too easy. I don't like Twin Snakes because it has some cool cutscenes.
They transplanted the MGS2 kind of controls into MGS.
Yep, which meant you could do first-person view, which makes MGS1 a joke.
Right. It's kind of like RE4 Wii Edition, where, you know, you have the reticule. You can point and shoot at people, and it makes the game pretty much a cakewalk, and people complain about that. I thought it was fine, but...
Yeah, because pretty much... if you were to remake MGS for... because the technology when MGS first appeared was wildly different from the GameCube. And my main gripe with Twin Snakes, and not only with the voice acting, I'm that much of a purist, but it was way too easy, way too easy. That enough to make me think that they shouldn't have remade the game. It should have stayed in all its blocky glory, I guess.
I did watch a cutscene on YouTube from MGS4, which was awesome, where they had MGS1 Snake, and then he like wakes up and he's like MGS4 Snake. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, there's a point in the game where you get like this camo mask that makes you look like Solid Snake from MGS1 and 2. And then I think after you beat the game, it's like an unlockable that you can use for the whole game. Mm. So that way you don't have to be like old mustache Snake. Mm.
Do you have a mask for? If there's a mask for MGS2 Snake. I know that there's one for one, but for two.
Yeah, there is. There's one where you have like the MGS2 look of Snake, and then there's one where you have the MGS1 where it's just like that blocky, shitty, PS1 graphics face, which is pretty funny.
It is. It's. I want to discuss this since a few people have played MGS here. The end theme for most Metal Gear games have made me cry. For MGS4, MGS3, Portable Ops. It really shows that Kojima is really a movie nerd, because he shows those songs quite well, full of emotion and everything. Hmm. I think Jesse, Stealth Master, recently posted the Portable Ops song, and tears down my face, kind of like, oh my god, the feels.
The Calling to the Night, that's a pretty good song.
It has that trait that makes me want to cry for some reason.
I also like Snake Eater, but that's kind of like a jazzy Bond.
See,
kind
I thought
of theme.
Snake Eater was cheesy.
It was intentional.
So many people were like, "I cried at the end of that game." I was like, "This shit is cheesy," and I'm laughing. What people cry?
See, that's why Kojima's a genius. He can get both emotions out of people, you know.
No, but let me explain something, because MGS3 was a game that made me cry at the end. It really, and Kojima explained this himself, that MGS3 explores the concept of motherhood. At the end of the game, you feel attached to both these characters, and when you're given the situation that one of you has to live and one of you has to die, it really struck hard for most of us. Because and then Snake really, even though Snake did his job, he still cried at the end. I don't know if you remember that part when he was in front of her grave, that when you went into first person view, the camera was all watery. Like I said in the beginning, Kojima's a true movie nerd, and he's able to capture these emotions into the game quite well, I must say. Really, really quite well.
I think it's kind of obvious that Kojima is a fan of movies with cutscenes that are like 40 minutes long and whatnot.
Yeah, he basically begrudgingly allows you to play some of his movie for 20 minutes and then he takes it back for an hour. So that's enough. This is a game in name. That's it.
I'm still waiting for a Metal Gear movie, but games. I felt that MGS4 really gave Metal Gear Solid the closure it needs. So when I see this all these future Metal Gears after 4, I'm just thinking here that Konami just want to milk the Metal Gear Solid brand.
Well, that's always true.
No, but this is a particular one I feel strongly about because Metal Gear is one of my favorite series. Mm-hmm. And there was a meme at Kotaku that in every Metal Gear article, people posted Kojima doesn't have to make Metal Gear anymore, because Kojima himself said that in an interview to Kotaku that if the commenters were to post in every article that he doesn't have to make a Metal Gear game anymore, that Konami would maybe be considered it. And then people started to spam the comment article sections of Metal Gear games with people saying Kojima doesn't have to make Metal Gear anymore. And
well,
I'm gonna agree some with that because I don't want to see one of my favorite series ruined because of one company's greediness.
Well,
that's just the way I feel about it.
If it wasn't Kojima, it would be somebody else. And Kojima wanted to step away with MGS3, I think, but he got roped into it. He wanted to step away with MGS4, but he got roped back into it because of fan complaints. The problem is that Konami doesn't really have any money-making video game franchises since they shot Silent Hill in the kneecaps. So MGS is basically all they can focus on right now, and in situations like these, you get 3 games from the series coming out in like the span of 1.5 years, whatever.
Wait, doesn't Konami make Castlevania?
Yes, it does. No. Yes. No. Yes.
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 But I think think Mirror of Fate is going to underperform, and I think Lords of Shadow 2 is probably going to underperform. A lot of people seemed soured after the first Lords of Shadow, but I was really looking forward to it. I still have yet to play it, just because of the story, but a lot of people didn't like that it was basically a God of War ripoff.
You don't want to rip off God of War.
Or the rebooty nature. And I heard there was a twist ending, which I've been kind of trying to avoid, but I kind of know what it is, sort of, maybe. But, yeah. What?
I'm going on record saying Kratos is the worst video game character of all time. Worst. Is it?
You mean worst protagonist?
And beat up women and be a douche. Huh?
He basically just runs around yelling Zeus the whole game and killing everyone who looks at him.
Allow me to correct a little bit of something here. The original God of War was developed as a Greek tragedy, and since David Jaffe was really a big nerd of that, he actually captured God of War as that type of play. It felt like a rise to the top. A rise to the top, and then a sad ending. It was perfectly executed, but then again, Sony had to come to Santa Monica. We want you to make more God of War games. I don't think because God of War 2, 3, and all the subsequent God of War games were not made by David Jaffe. We're not.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay, there's just one thing I have to say to that. Bros before hoes.
I still don't. I see the Ascension commercial come on a lot, and it's, you know, it's Kratos, he sees his wife and his daughter, and he's running towards them, and his daughter turns into ash. I don't know if any of you have seen that commercial.
I haven't seen the commercial, but I do know a reference to that same event.
But I have to laugh, because I'm like, this guy is a freaking psychopath. And I also don't know where Ascension fits into things. It's in between the first two games, but it kind of seems like more milkage, if that term
Ascension applies. Seems to me like it's before God of War 1. because if we're talking about his, if we're talking about his family, I think it's before God of War 1.
Well, that's just the commercial. The game itself is kind of like multiplayer, faceted, I guess. Wow, this Hercules clip is amazing.
I'll have to watch it eventually, I guess.
That'll have James Woods.
But then again, the marketing image for Kratos is that he's a badass. He has two huge fucking blades, and he just goes up ripping everything off. It's just like a, it's a gore fest.
Right.
And at least to me, there's only so much of that I can stomach. That and I think that is a travesty that God of War has gotten more games. Initially, kind of like prostituting the original producer's vision, only because a company wants more money. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, I'm afraid.
Bros before hoes.
Alrighty.
Never mind.
What was that?
Did anyone see Adam Sassler's review of Ascension? He's like freaking out, like, you know, a Jack Thompson style about how the Bros Before Hoes trophy was really misogynistic and all that. And meanwhile, everyone's like killing each other in the game. No, like these are the issues, apparently. No. Actually, he was right. It was they actually changed the name of it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Offensive it was, yes.
Because Greece back then was highly misogynistic. Because we live in a society that pretends not to be misogynistic and kind of like, oh my God, this is a travesty. This is a warning. It's a travesty. It really limits the creative vision of the developer because. If we're going because of the timeline, it was a meme, but it was kind of accurate. I remember Brian Crescente having a discussion on Twitter about this, about how much the creative vision of someone of a developer should be limited by a gamer's opinion. And at least I don't know if we got time for this. Do we, Andrix?
Kind of, sort of, not really.
Okay, so we'll leave it to another podcast. I'll make sure to bring this up.
Okay, post a thread on it. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Right. Like I was going to say, I think that concludes it for tonight's episode. Thank you. I think we started pretty badly, but we got going pretty well. I think.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know it. Yeah, I didn't mean to make the beginning of the podcast thing advertising for mine. I don't know if you're gonna edit it out, but
nah.
You should mention your podcast more often.
I don't think you actually said the name, so I think that's okay. So
the trick is to pretend it happened.
Yeah, I haven't said the name, so I guess I'm in the clear.
Yeah. You're safe for now.
No litigation.
So Brandon, was this everything you imagined it would be?
What?
The podcast. Podcast.
Well,
podcast.
Okay, it was pretty good. You know, it was coherent, more or less.
You sounded a little distracted, but.
So, you know what it was? It was Joel typing in the chat, making me laugh 1991 forever.
Alrighty. Thanks, guys. I'll say goodbye, I guess.
Bye.
See you.
Over. We'll be right back.
Well, guess that's the end of X-Play.
Yeah.
Hey now, don't give up on X-Play just because of this. Just get back to what you're good at, reviewing stuff.
So your game was horrible, your grief deplorable, and from the stage of life you're rightly booed. So you didn't become millionaires, you didn't get your panda bears, but the world out there is waiting to be reviewed. Yes, get off your ass, get out there and review, okay?
We're not so sure that we can, we're feeling rather meek and small. What right have we to judge?
Just do what must be done, shout! Then give your game a 1 out of 5. Do not budge. Say it now.
I don't know if we should.
Say it.
I don't feel ready.
1 out of 5. To the X-Play game, a shame that came when hell contrived. Oh, 1 out of 5. To the only game I know that lowers your sex drive. Glorious one.
Feel better?
It's like I can feel the judgment returning to my veins. Let's see. I give this musical a 2, it's so nonsensical. It's kind of like the X-Play Mother Load.
Well, I give our audience a 5 out of 5 for obedience for sitting through this entire episode. That's impressive. Sitting through this entire episode.
Well, the doctor gets a 4.
But your cancer gets a 1.
And our cameraman.
The sound guy also gets a 1.
But I don't think I have the score for the way I feel so alive, so
gets a glorious
1 out of 5.